So the exit of some lawmakers out of the 100 or so lame ducks leaving Capitol Hill over the next few weeks may go down in history as the battle cry of the new Tea Party. The insurgents came, they saw, and conquered anywhere they could. And Bob Bennett of Utah was one of the early incumbents to fall. Republican Senator Bennett represented the state of Utah for nearly 18 years, but was ousted at the state's Republican convention after Tea Party members went after him for one particular vote. A takeaway exit interview now with Senator Bob Bennett. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
The demise at the convention of you as a Republican incumbent senator with a proud 18-year record seemed to be the shot across the bow of the Tea Party to the rest of the GOP leadership and incumbents at large. Did you understand, aside from it having a significant impact on your life, how important a moment it would be for framing the entire election?
I was so focused on the race, and my competitive juices were flowing so that I was determined to win the race, that I didn't contemplate any kind of national implications, no. It was only later that I realized that I was part of a national movement. It focused on Utah and had the opportunity in Utah of being very powerful because it hit at a convention. I was denied the right to go to the people. We did not have a primary. All of the polls indicated if we had had a primary, I would have won, but didn't get that opportunity. So I began to realize, wait a minute, there's something going on here just beyond the fact that there are some folks in Utah that don't like me.
You know, let's go back to the vote that really was the kind of rallying cry for the Tea Party at the convention, and that was your vote for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the TARP program. You know, this is a situation where the notion of consensus and a crisis can actually be the worst thing for a candidate. And particularly for an incumbent, because, of course, we were told that the financial meltdown was the worst crisis in U.S. financial history, certainly since the 1930s, and that we needed to step away from politics and come together on some sort of coherent program. You did that. You voted for that. And all of a sudden, that makes you a Washington insider, and your consensus becomes an indication of your being out of touch with the people. How ironic is that?
Yeah, it was even worse than that. I not only voted for it, I helped shape it. As a senior member of the banking committee, I met with Chris Dodd and was in the press conference with Chris Dodd when we announced the outlines of the deal we had made. And that was unforgivable. Just you are responsible, as if I personally had spent $700 billion in a foolish effort. And the explanation that, no, we had not spent $700 billion. We had authorized the investment of $700 billion in assets that could later be sold. And now, 2 years later, we look at it, and we're not going to lose anything like $700 billion. But in the emotion of the time, boy, I was the ultimate Washington insider. People would walk by my booth at the convention shouting, TARP! TARP, TARP, and that was the only thing they had to say. Mm. Looking back on it, if I had it to do over again, knowing that it would cost me my career, I would still do it because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know, since this is an exit interview, and nobody wants to prolong exit interviews, even for an 18-year veteran senator, what would you say is the Bob Bennett takeaway for the people who remain in Washington, your advice to give them?
The number one issue, obviously, is the economy, and the concern about the economy has grown into fear. And that's the thing I ran into in my campaign. People were terrified about the future, and the fear turned into anger. And one observer came out and talked to the Utah delegates, and he said, you know, they're like a wounded animal caught in a trap. They will bite anybody who comes near them, even if the person is trying to help them out. I think President Obama made a serious mistake in going to health care when, yes, health care is a serious issue, but that wasn't what was driving the fear and the anger. It was fear over the economy, fear over loss of my job, loss of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And addressing that in the context of our overall financial situation, I'm sorry, I disagree quite fundamentally with Paul Krugman and the others, economists in his field, who say we aren't spending enough. The voters are terrified that we're spending far too much.
Right.
And to get them to begin to back away from their fear and therefore their anger, we need to take a look at something like the Bowles-Simpson Commission that says, here's how we're going to deal long-term with the huge unfunded liability that the federal government has. And a combination of Democrats saying, okay, we will now talk about dealing with the entitlement challenge that threatens to eat us all up financially, and Republicans saying, okay, we will be willing to talk to you about the Defense Department, which is the biggest component of discretionary spending, then there will be a sense among the voters that, hey, they are listening to us and they're working on the long-term problems, and maybe we need not fear the future quite as much as we do.
All right, so given that anger, given that sort of biting the hand that's closest, even if it's trying to help, let's say I'm a family member, a loved one, a close friend, Uncle Bob, I'm thinking of running for elective office. Should I go into this public service career that seems to have produced such an emotional setback for you?
The most important factor in politics is timing. And if you are thinking about running for public office as a Republican, 2010 was your year. It didn't matter what your qualifications were. It didn't matter what your personality was. Just get yourself on the ballot against a vulnerable Democrat and you're going to win.
So, Uncle Bob, I missed the boat. I didn't run this year.
That's true.
Senator Bob Bennett, thanks so much for being with us.
It's always my pleasure.
Senator Bob Bennett, three-term Republican senator, outgoing senator from the state of Utah.